This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So while, you know, the rest of the media gets to talk about ISIS and all the other stuff going on in this world, I get to talk about jazz hands. Which, fine. If that's what comes across my desk, that's what I'll cover. So two big stories we're going to be discussing today is Oxford joins a growing list of universities wanting to ban clapping because clapping can unfortunately trigger post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, affect people with autism, hearing disorders. So we're going to discuss that. And then there's also a headline where the American Academy of Pediatrics is supporting bariatric surgery in overweight teens. Now, I link these two together because even though I see the pros for both, all right, you know, I kind of have an issue with the way we're trying to move forward. You know, we think we're being progressive. We think we're being inclusive. We think we're making accommodations. And I think we're putting everybody back. So let's talk about first this pediatric, American Academy of Pediatric Support for Bariatric Surgery. When I was growing up, and, yeah, I'd just been to my high school reunion, and I'll tell you guys about that later. It went well. But I don't remember a lot of us being overweight or morbidly obese. And it wasn't as much of a problem 20, 30 years ago. Okay, that's as far back I'm going to go. And if somebody was severely overweight, they went and saw doctors. They were put on sugar restriction. They were put on exercise regimens. And we didn't have surgery back then. Now we do. Now we have a phenomenal array of bariatric surgery, one of which that seems to have a very, very low risk profile is the gastric sleeve, where they take the stomach and so, like, here's the stomach and here's the low-hanging pouch. They're able to cut that pouch, still keep the stomach and the tubes in place, as opposed to Roux-en-Y and other sorts of bariatric procedures. And same day surgery, get to go home. It reduces your stomach size to a half a cup full of food that you can intake, and people lose weight very effectively. The problem I have with that is long-term, and we're going to talk about this later this hour, long-term rates of success start to wane as years progress. And you have a higher risk of failure if you don't change your eating habits or your approach to food. Now, most bariatric surgeons do have programs and psychologists on board, and, you know, they do very religiously try to change people's habits. But I've known many people that have had bariatric surgery or lap band or even sleeves, and they started to gain the weight back. So that's one issue we're going to be discussing. The other issue with the Oxford University joining other universities to ban clapping because it's in fear of affecting somebody with autism or hearing issues or anxiety who may not like the sound. So jazz hands, you know, I'm a big fan of Fosse. I think jazz is cool. But rather than, you know, let's say I make a great speech and there's a roar of applause, which never happens. So I'm not going to notice a difference whether it's jazz hands or applause. But rather than hearing that, yeah, woo, Dr. Dahlia, you rock, woo, woo. Rather than hearing that, you're like, yeah. And then I like make a joke, you know. So the mother-in-law said to the rabbi, and I make the joke or whatever, everybody's like, I won't know if that was a good joke or not. I wouldn't know. And so I probably would, I don't know what I would do in a quiet room. Probably like I do with my show now. I just keep going on and praying that the ratings go up. So is that a smart move for us to rework and redo things, and, you know, in order to be inclusive to those who don't have the same faculties or the same abilities or the same strengths as we do. So, you know, when people say, well, we're being inclusive, you know, you can't argue with that. You're like, if somebody has autism, if somebody has post-traumatic stress disorder, nobody wants to be the jerk going, well, to heck with them, you know, I want to clap. And nobody's going to say that. But what I have no problem saying is sometimes you put people back and you actually make them less, shall we say, successful in their interweaving into society when you try to change the whole landscape. So, you know, if it's in our nature to scream and to, I mean, okay, you know, I was watching the, you know, the Chiefs-Packer game, you know, and when we were tied, I was screaming. Okay? It's not planned. It wasn't that anybody taught me to scream at the TV. That's just what happens. It's a human emotion. If I had to do, yeah, dance every time we made a touchdown, that does not seem very, I don't know, natural to me. And so when people have to start tripping over themselves, going, well, that person has anxiety, so you can't clap. And meanwhile, the average person with anxiety is like, wait a second, don't be doing this for me. I'm fine with clapping. It starts to, you know, put them in a box when we're supposed to be embracing all our uniqueness. I mean, me, I don't like loud noises. I can't hear anything when people talk and there's clapping going on or whatever. But I don't really need a whole room to change clapping for me. You know, just like as a woman, you know, I'm honored that people want to fight for women. And you heard all these candidates, so we need to be pro-women. I don't need anybody being pro-women, okay? I can handle things myself. I don't need your help. All right. And now I understand there's people there that do need help. But just the fact that people were saying, you know, we need to help our women and we need to be there for our women. That statement alone just put us back like we need somebody's help. Pump the brakes a little bit. All right. Look at what you're doing. I mean, if people with post-traumatic stress disorder do not like clapping sounds because it might remind them of, you know, bullet shots, okay, then let's address that. Let's help them overcome the fear of these sounds and the popping, like fireworks, etc. But if we think as a society we could control everything, we could control what kids eat, we could control fireworks, we could control loud noises from cars, we're not going to do that. I'd rather we help everybody cope with the challenges they have. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So apparently 5 million U.S. children are not just overweight, they are severely obese. This is a near doubling of over 20 years, according to Fox News. And severely obese preteens, we're talking preteens, like middle schoolers, all right, they're at huge risk of heart disease, diabetes, back pain, arthritis, and basically severe disability. And again, I went to 12 schools, and so I remember a couple people overweight. I didn't remember a lot of people. We're talking, I went to 12 different schools. Each, shall we say, grade I was in, you had a whole array of people of weight issues, but you didn't see that many severely obese kids. Now we do. Why? Well, it could be stress. It could be the soda pop. It could be the junk food. It could be the lack of athletics. There's a whole variety of things that could be kind of contributing to it. But to me, a big thing is our computers and our lap pads. And our phones, and our watching YouTube, and our, you know, streaming TV shows. I mean, you know, TV used to be a big thing in the 80s, but you didn't really have a lot of, you know, shows to watch. I mean, during the day, it was like soap operas. So, you know, if a kid was home, there really wasn't cartoons all day long. I mean, you know, you could watch Sesame Street, but PBS, Sesame Street only lasted an hour, and it would replay later in the day. So you couldn't really sit and watch TV all the time. You had to play, you had to do something. Nowadays, nobody wants to go outside. You know, they're worried about the weather, they're worried about getting shot, or they're worried about getting kidnapped, and they'd rather play games. And moms are like, look, I don't want to worry about you outside. Just stay here, stay put so I could see you for a few hours. And it's just, we now have this growing epidemic, and we, you know, are besides ourselves. So the American Academy of Pediatrics reviewed medical evidence and said that surgery in teens can result in marked weight loss that can last several years with very few complications. And they're right. One study included children younger than 12 and found no ill effects on growth, as well as the studies on teens, if they got bariatric surgery. Now, the bariatric surgery that I believe they are, I don't want to say advocating, but supporting, would be the sleeve gastrectomy, where you have that, you know, hanging pouch, the droopy part of the stomach. You could cut that without affecting the tubes. And we've talked about how in the olden days you would have to reconnect. You would have to cut the stomach in half and then reconnect the tubing and hope that people would still be able to digest foods, etc. Now, they just leave all the tubes intact, so none of that gets disrupted. And they just decrease the stomach size. It's a way to decrease the stomach size without cutting it in half and messing up all the tubing. And it is a very, very well-tolerated procedure, very minimal risk. However, it's not always long-lasting. So in one study published in the World Journal of Gastrointestinal Surgery, they found at the one-year mark, all right, when they followed up 156 patients. Now, these weren't kids. These were patients, majority adults. 74.3% were women. Mean age was about 43 years old, okay? When they followed up with them, anywhere from 6 to 112 months, effective rate where they still were able to maintain their weight loss, 82% were able to maintain their weight loss. By year three, 76.7% were able to maintain their weight loss. By year five, 60.3%. So what that means to me is it's not 100%. When you tell a kid, okay, we're going to decrease your stomach size. Now, why is that? Well, because the stomach could restretch. You know, after your sleeve gastrectomy, your stomach can take about a half a cup of food. And so what ends up happening is when you get these surgeries, and a lot of people will tout them and you know, hail them as, you know, a panacea for a lot of their health issues. And I agree with that. I think it's an amazing long-term weight loss tool. The effective ones or the successful ones are the ones where they had to go on puree diet, or they had to really watch their calories, and they had to severely watch the amount of food that they had to put into their body. Now, 20 years ago when we were discussing, you know, how to ensure a successful bariatric surgery and long-term outcome of that, we were talking about how you really need the psychologist involved, the nutritionist involved, the coaching, and basically supervision. But then an argument came up, well, if you could already do that with somebody, they might not even need the surgery to begin with. If you could have that coach going, nope, you can only have the 500 calories today. Or you have to eat the puree, and you have to exercise, and you can't eat this food, you can't eat this food. If somebody did that alone, they'd lose weight. So then why do you need the surgery? Well, for some, they just need that commitment. They just need to know, I lost part of my stomach. and I lost part of my stomach, so mentally it's that small. I can't eat like this. But did we ever try to take that program that we use for successful adults getting sleeve gastrectomy and putting kids in a fat camp, even though we don't want to call it a fat camp, but in some sort of a camp that trains them as if they just had that surgery? And I tell you why. When I try to get people off smoking, all right, and they smoke two packs a day, I'm like, we're going to do everything we can to get you down to one pack, right? And even a half a pack. And whatever work you had to put into to get down to that will hopefully persist after we start including smoking intervention measures. Because you already went through the exercises and went through the conditioning to get yourself down to that level. Some people can, some people can't. But same thing with eating. You know, I wonder if we should do a study on having people do all the things they need to do, that whole protocol, before they go into the gastric, you know, before they go into the OR. And then see the outcome for those that could still maintain it or not. Now, you know, we had fat camps. I hate that term. I can't stand the term fat camps. But for years, we had fat camps. And what did we do at fat camps? We coached. We made them exercise. We watched what they ate. We had group therapy where people would be among others. And so when they're hungrier, they're like, look, I just want to eat a French fry, or I just want to eat, you know, you have that support. And you had people kind of helping each other and pushing each other, etc. And they were actually fairly successful because you had to retrain the way you think. Now, a child, if they are severely overweight, we do need to intervene, and I get that. And medically, if this isn't our tool bag, we use it. But what are we teaching our kids? Are we teaching, don't worry, if you don't change your habits, we got you, we have a surgery for it, we have a quick fix. It's not a quick fix. A child having sleeve gastrectomy needs to be on one hell of a rigid program. Well, if we could already put a teen or preteen on that rigid program, why don't we do that before the surgery? You know, they say there's a lot of, even though the surgery isn't very risky, there's a lot of other things that we are unforeseen. You know, hernias, depression. They found suicide rates to go up and adults, divorce rates to go up. But the other thing that people don't talk about is once you have part of your stomach removed, even if it stretches again, you might not be able to go for a second surgery. And so when you tell a kid you had your one chance, is that the most effective? You know, wait, for some people, like, you had your one chance, but we're talking about a kid. So, you know, I think we need to approach childhood obesity way differently. And trust me, I'm taking care of kids in Mississippi and Alabama. They're 110 pounds, and they're only 8. That's a problem. That's a problem. We need to do something. But unless we change the way they eat, unless we change our attitude towards food and exercise, you're not going to fix them with surgery. But I get why we need that as an option. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago, President Trump calls himself the greatest and most loyal champion of law enforcement. The president also criticizes the murder rate of the Windy City and singles out Chicago for its sanctuary city policies.
Chicago is unfortunately the worst sanctuary city in America. Chicago protects criminals at a level few could even imagine.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper calls the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr el-Baghdadi a devastating blow to the terrorist organization. Esper also says during a Pentagon briefing that our troops will remain in Syria to protect oil fields.
U.S. troops will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources. And we will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right. So pretty. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was on KBC this morning with John Phillips and Jillian Barbary talking about the devastating fires that are going on in California, and is this the new norm? Right now, 200,000 people have been evacuated, 2.4 million people without power. I believe there was also an earthquake. Did you guys hear about this? So I'm looking right here on Daily Mail, and they kind of outline everything that's been going on, but there was a 3.3 magnitude earthquake today, 1 a.m. local time in Northern California, who's right now fighting the Kincade Fire. That forced 80,000 residents out of the area. Thank God no immediate reports or of injuries or damage from the quake. But right now we have about 9 wildfires going on since last week. And the latest blaze to break out yesterday was near Getty Center. And Getty Center has a bunch of, you know, famous arts and paintings and things like that. It's near the 405. I used to take that road to go to UCLA. And seeing it that close to the freeway, it just blows your mind that, you know, places that you, I mean, you really get to know the landscape when you're sitting there in traffic, bumper to bumper, and you only move an inch. And to see that stuff burn is, it's unreal. So, flames are seen raging along the 405 freeway near the museum. Apparently they have Rembrandt, Van Gogh, you know, pre-20th century art. We heard a lot about the celebrities having to flee their homes. Josh Duhamel, I can't pronounce his name, but he was in Terminator, very sexy. He bought apparently an 8,200 square foot property when he was married to Fergie for $5.2 million in 2007. So apparently they have a mansion in Brentwood that was at risk. Kate Hudson apparently had to evacuate as well. NBA star LeBron James evacuated. He tweeted, "Man, these L.A. fires aren't no joke. Had to emergency evacuate my house, and I've been driving around with my family trying to get rooms. No luck so far." And, yeah, that then 18 minutes later, finally found a place to accommodate us. Crazy night, man. He also added, "I pray for all the families in the area that could be affected by these fires now. Pretty please get to safety ASAP. Also, my best wishes as well to the first responders right now doing what they do best." Arnold Schwarzenegger had to also evacuate his Brentwood home at 3:30. The Terminator star said, "If you are in..." Oh, I can't do his voice. Don't screw around. I can't do it. My son can do that. Get to the chopper. He says, "If you are in an evacuation zone, don't screw around. Get out right now." And he goes, "I am grateful for the best firefighters in the world, the true action heroes who charge into the danger to protect their fellow Californians." So while we're watching all this, I'm looking right now. Northern California, we have the Rawson Fire, then moving south, Kincaid Fire, then Lafayette Fire near San Francisco, the Tabusi Fire near Fresno, Cal Fire south of Fresno near Bakersfield. Then you got the Saddle Ridge Fire, the Tick Fire, the Getty Center Fire, all near L.A., in L.A., and then the Sade Fire. So 200,000 people evacuated. It's a mess. Fire was reported about 1:30 a.m. near Interstate 405, the west side of Sepulveda, roaring up the slopes. Evacuation area encompasses most of even the exclusive real estate. Honestly, all that real estate around there is expensive. I don't see where in California it's not. And fire chiefs of Santa Ana winds blowing out of the northeast are expected to continue until 2 p.m. today. Apparently, Mountain Gate and Mandeville Canyon areas also affected. Mandatory evacuation orders expanded southward. So, you know, I don't live in L.A. anymore. You know, I'm in Nevada. You know, a lot of us aren't in California. And when you watch this, you're like, okay, well, that's horrible. You know, they live in California. They have to evacuate. I mean, I just imagine, you know, you having to work and you have, you know, kids to put in school and, you know, you have, let's say, older relatives to take care of. Evacuation is not easy. This is the same discussion we have whenever a hurricane starts to head towards Florida coast, and the news interviews somebody going, "I ain't leaving. I'm staying right where I'm at." And you're like, "What the hell's going on? It's going to come up the Carolinas. Leave, evacuate. Like, I ain't going nowhere." And, you know, everybody makes fun of them, and the newscasters go, you know, "You're being a jerk. You need to leave." But, you know, I just stop and imagine you having to stop everything and then take whatever you think you need or you want to save, because you might not be able to come back to a house that's there anymore. I mean, you know, if I had to evacuate, you know, I got a bunch of pets, so I take the pets, I take the kids, I take my husband, I take my phone, a couple sports bras, my favorite boots. You know, but what about medicines? What about your mementos? You know, your favorite pillow, that stuff could all be gone. And, you know, in California, it seems like every single fall, this stuff is happening. Yeah, every single fall, there's wildfires, and who knows who next is going to be affected. And so, you know, there's a lot of health risks. We've talked about this when it comes to wildfires. You know, you have the you know, the contaminants in the air. You got the carbon monoxide, which competes with oxygen in the blood. You got the carbon dioxide. You got, which is, you know, a respiratory byproduct, but also that rises with fires. You got wood particles. You got formaldehyde. You got acrolein, which is a pesticide. You got benzene. What the fire burns gets out into the air. So all the metal and the plastics and that crap. And according to the EPA, smoke is composed of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, and several thousand other compounds. And the composition of the smoke will depend on the fuel type, the temperature of the fire, and wood conditions. Then you are breathing in all the wood and vegetation that was burned, and the cellulose, the lignin, the tannins, the polyphenolics, oils, fats, resins, waxes, starches, all that stuff. And so if you do live in that area and you're already in a kind of a polluted area, and so we assume your lung function isn't ideal, that just makes it worse. If you have asthma, COPD, heart disease, could raise your blood pressure. Some people might not experience a lot of it. A lot of people will have cough, wheezing, difficulty breathing, dizziness, fatigue, racing heart, exacerbation of their heart conditions, lung conditions. So now on top of all of that, you have hospitals that are going to be stressed. And we're also coming into flu season. So, you know, I get asked about these masks. So some of these masks will say they can fight particles down to PM2.5s. So 2.5 micrometers in diameter particles are called PM2.5s. And they're in pollution and wildfire smoke, and they can penetrate into the lung linings. Larger particles that are 10 micrometers in diameter are PM10s. All of them could inflame the lungs, interfere with the work of the alveoli. And so you'll have masks that'll say they can prevent PM2.5s. The only thing is we don't know if they really can. And just because they claim they could stop PM2.5s, it doesn't necessarily mean that they can actually, you know, protect against the toxic fumes. These N95, N100s, should be better than the PM2.5 safe masks. That might just say that. But it doesn't necessarily mean all the microscopic compounds and electrons and neutrons or whatever the heck, you know, going down to chemistry to its finest, most intimate particle doesn't necessarily mean that these masks will protect you against a lot of the stuff that's out there, like formaldehyde and acrolein. So all you could do if you live out there is avoid the fire, right? Don't go outside, even if it looks clear outside. Listen to the wind and air quality advisories. Recirculate the air in your home and car. Don't let outside air come in, which is kind of hard because you need to breathe. Keep your windows closed. But if you have a heart condition or a lung condition, this is the time to get it checked. You don't want to mess around. All right. 1-877, that's all. Don't go away.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little bit later this week, we're going to be talking about soda bans and how there's this big push to ban sodas in work, ban sodas at school, you know, so people lose weight. You know, we kind of opened the show talking about Oxford University joining, others to ban clapping, you know, and use jazz hands instead or other forms of sign language, you know, to help those who can't, respond to clapping very well. And, I'm a little torn on where we're going with this. There's a survey that came out saying 7 in 10 millennials said they would vote for socialists in this one poll. It was a YouTube Victims of Communism poll. 70% said they were somewhat or extremely likely to vote for a socialist in a U.S. election. A fifth thinks society would be better if all private property was abolished. Now, here we are becoming, we've evolved into a society, a republic, where we have a lot of freedoms. If I want to go and grab a burger, and if I have the money to do so, I could go and get a burger. That's the key. You have to have the money to do so. Or, if I want to cheer for a team, or cheer for a presidential candidate, I can't. Without fear of retribution. Except, of course, unless you're voting Republican, and then, you know, people in society just seem to try to call you out and get you fired. But that's neither here nor there. But in theory, if I want to go, woohoo, you know, Bruce Willis for president. If I just want to, let's say that. I could do that. I have that freedom. If I want to sing a song, and I don't care what the words are, all right, and say, yeah, I'm sexy. Wasn't there a song where the lyrics is, somebody said in these lyrics that they did a DNA test, and it came back 100%, which, yeah, I don't know, but it was, anyway, great lyrics, and if I want to sing that, I can. I live in a society where I could do that. I could cheer, I could dance, I could wiggle, I could twerk, I could exercise, I could take a nap. Yeah, you could get fired for things, and I understand that there are certain rules, and you need to have certain decorum. I can't take a nap at work, and I can't dance and sing at work. I need to do my job. They're not paying me for that. But that's a choice, okay? You know, they are paying me for a job. If I choose not to do that job, they could choose to fire me. We all have choices. But instead, there's this, every single week, there is something to ban this and outlaw this and ban this. And do we really want to become a communistic society? This just blows my mind. Millennials, 70% of them, would vote for a socialist. 36% of millennials had a favorable opinion of the term communism. Now, Bernie Sanders, Vermont senator, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, is a self-declared democratic socialist and gave the movement a lot of mobility in 2016. He was defeated by Hillary Clinton, but people don't like the way he was defeated, and that kind of helped his cause. So he advocates for Medicare for all, increasing taxes on high earners, the Green New Deal, free college. And, you know, that might please a lot of people, but does anybody know what that sort of society would look like? You all go to school. Nobody clapping. Jazz hands. You all get a degree. Nobody gets one degree over the other. And if that's the degree you get, then that's the job you have to work. What about your choice of, you know what, I don't want to use my degree. Or, you want to know what? I want to get 2 degrees. Or I want to get 3 degrees. Or I want to get a PhD. Or I want to, no, we're all equal. You know, are we doing any, like, dress rehearsals or any, you know, mock scenarios where we're in a communistic society? One college did, we brought this up, where I believe it was a college and not a high school, where they said, all right, guys, I'm giving you a test, a study for it, and we'll see your grades. And you have the A's, you have the B's, the C's, D's, and the F's. And then the next test, they said, you want to know what? No matter what, I'm giving everybody a C. And after tomorrow's test, everybody's getting a C. So the ones that didn't really work and usually got a D or F were fine and happy with it. But the ones who usually got A's and B's didn't work. I'm like, if I'm going to get a C anyway, why should I work? I would have too. I was an A student. If I was told I was going to get a C no matter what anyway, then why study? I'd do other stuff. So, you work less. Now, I like the idea of that drive, that incentive. I love the idea that, you know, if you want to make more money, you can. I mean, that's what I loved about waiting tables. Waiting tables was probably one of my favorite jobs next to teaching, you know, as well as being a doctor and radio and all that. I've loved all my jobs, but I really loved waiting tables more. Now, why? Well, it's because I got to talk to people. I got to, you know, joke and all that. But it was really cool bringing money home every night. Even though I was making way less than I make now, I just felt more fulfilled. I felt like I earned it. And I felt like I deserved it. And I wanted to bust more the next shift to bring home more money. And maybe that's just me, but to me, I think that's healthier than no matter what you do with your shift, you're going to bring home $20. It seems boring. You seem to want to just, you know, throw in the towel. Now, I get that it stinks that you see these people with their Ferraris and their Lamborghinis and their, you know, multi-billion dollars, and like LeBron James, you know, God bless he and his family. I'm glad they were able to evacuate safely. But, you know, his tweet angered some people because you had some people that didn't have a car, couldn't drive around trying to find a place to stay during the fires, and he could. Well, he had money, thank God. Some people don't. So it's very, very frustrating for those who don't have to support a society that allows, you know, people to not have only hundreds of thousands of dollars, but also millions. And so, you know, we have to understand what poor people are going through. Not all poor people want to be communists, though. Don't get that. Don't, you know, misinterpret. But people want to have a chance. And, you know, ever since I was young, it was, well, the rich get richer. That's true. When you have money, you can invest. If you're rich, it's very easy to stay rich and get richer. Very difficult for you to do that when you're poor. But we do have means in America to allow somebody to go to college and then get that good job and then be able to invest and be able to save and be able to live a real good, comfortable life. We do have those means. But, you know, do we want everybody to be treated the same? And if our newest generation, I know this is one poll, 50%, you know, have unfavorable views of capitalism, maybe they should live 6 months in a communistic society and see how they like it. You know, rather than us doing a mock setup, why don't we send everybody to foreign countries? Let you study abroad. You know what's interesting? After, you know, we went on vacation, and mind you, it was a vacation, so it wasn't, you know, hard labor for my kids. But even just going out of America, they came back going, wow, I didn't realize how lucky we are in America. And I just think, you know, we don't have the education behind a lot of these opinions. And get the education and then make your opinion. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.